RTL Original Podcast.
Hey there, and welcome to Show Tunes, the podcast where we celebrate the iconic TV theme songs that get stuck in your head and sometimes stay there for life, rent-free. I'm your host, Stephen Steps Low, and today we're scrubbing in, literally, to talk about one of the quirkiest, most beloved themes in modern television history. Of course, we're talking about Scrubs. If you're a fan of early 2000s TV, chances are you know it. I'm No Superman by Laszlo Bain. Short, catchy, and packed with personality, it's as if the song idled up to the reception and said, how about this? Insanely hummable, it's the perfect intro for a show that walked the tightrope between absurd comedy and gut-punching emotional moments.
Out the door, just in time. Head down the 405. Gotta meet the new boss by 8 a.m. The phone rings in the car. The wife is working hard.
The song was written and recorded by alternative rock band Laszlo Bain, fronted by Chad Fisher. Chad originally co-wrote I'm No Superman with singer-songwriter Josh Radin, who would later go on to have his own music featured on Scrubs. Fisher's stripped-down, almost reluctant vocal delivery became a quirky anthem for the series. The track existed before Scrubs even aired. Show creator Bill Lawrence, known by his peers for his sharp wit and offbeat style, discovered it while searching for a theme that captured his show's off-kilter, heartfelt feel.
You think you're doing fine, but you're just plugged into the wall. And that deck of tarot cards won't get you very far.
Lawrence wanted something that reflected Scrubs' central message, that being life is chaotic, unpredictable, and often ridiculous. And despite the white coats and hospital setting, these doctors aren't superheroes at all. They're flawed, awkward, and human. I'm No Superman got that sentiment in the post and sent it right back to the sender. This was as far from Casualty and ER as you could possibly get. UK TV series Green Room had a similar vibe some years later. Scrubs, which premiered in 2001, followed the personal and professional misadventures of a group of young doctors at Sacred Heart Hospital, with Zach Braff as JD, the show's daydreaming, insecure, yet big-hearted narrator. The cast was a powerhouse of comedy chemistry. Donald Faison as Turk, Sarah Chalk as Elliot, John C. McGinley as the gruff Dr. Cox, Judy Reyes as Carla, and of course the legendary Ken Jenkins as the oblivious but oddly wise Dr. Kelso. Part of what made Scrubs a cult favourite was its mix of zany fantasy cutaways and raw emotional storytelling. One moment you're laughing at JD's inner monologue, the next you're tearing up over a patient's fate. That balance, combined with its killer soundtrack, including tunes from The Fray, Josh Radin and Colin Hay, locked in Scrubs' reputation as a series with surprising depth. And speaking of music, it may come as no surprise that Zach Braff himself was instrumental in shaping the show's musical identity. His love for indie and acoustic tracks led to Scrubs' soundtrack becoming almost as famous as the show, a tradition he carried over into his film Garden State. Incidentally, next week's featured soundtrack on Screen Time. The theme song itself became so synonymous with Scrubs that even years after the show ended, it's still instantly recognisable. Though in season 9, yes, that controversial reboot season, the theme was re-recorded by Waz, giving it a slightly more polished, radio-friendly edge. But for most fans, it's Fisher's original, rough around the edges version that remains iconic. Scrubs also gained popularity thanks to its guest stars, everyone from Brendan Fraser's unforgettable appearances to Heather Graham, Michael J. Fox, and even the janitor's real-life wife, Krista Miller, who played Dr. Cox's partner, Jordan. More than two decades later, Scrubs still holds up. Sure, there are some questionable bits, as there are with much of the TV that was made before 2000 and thereafter. But it's often praised for its portrayals of friendship, mental health, and the messy reality of life in medicine. And, much like the show itself, I'm No Superman reminds us that it's okay to fall short of perfection. That's all for this week's show tunes. Hit subscribe and join me next time when we dig into another TV-themed classic. Maybe it's dramatic, maybe it's ridiculous, but if it's iconic, we'll cover it. See ya.